Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Andrew, you there?
Yeah, you there?
Hey. All right, guys, welcome to Reality Radio. We have, it's been a minute, but we're here to talk about the past couple weeks of the real world and the challenge. And, yeah, let's get right to it. There's so much to pack in. So it's just going to be me and Andrew today. Stefan can't make it, unfortunately, but he'll be back next week. And
definitely glad to finally have a day off of work and be able to talk some stuff with you guys.
I know. You're like
and
freaking
busy. So busy because I have a job that's at my school's bookstore for a couple more weeks and just haven't had time to sit down and talk. But now I got some time before
I know.
Kick off.
So let's just, yeah, we got to, yeah, we, oh my gosh, we got so much to talk about. And I don't even know where to start. So, what was this? No, let's start Real World. We got to start Real World.
Yeah.
Amazing episode.
in a word, amazing. It was absolutely incredible.
It was. And I want to get your take on first, let's start light. Let's start really light, and then we'll go into heavy stuff. Okay. I want to talk about Jason and Sylvia, just real quick, get them out the way. What's your take with Jason? Like, what's Jason's deal? Why is he so obsessed or interested?
I mean, what I'm guessing is he's seen past real worlds, and he's seen, like, oh, if I hook up with somebody, they're definitely going to bring me on a challenge because I'm going to get story time. And like I said, I think I said it last week, he really hasn't gotten much airtime with the exception of this. And then some of his mini arguments that he's had with the Violetta and Nicole. So I'm thinking I'm not saying that he's doing this, but he's definitely into Sylvia, but it's not a 50-50.
No, not at all.
Like, honestly, if I was in the real house and one of the other guy roommates had a crush on a female roommate, and even if the relationship sizzled like with Bruno and Sylvia did, I would be like, okay, you had feelings for her, and yeah, it's over now, but I'm not going to pursue it just out of respect for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I don't even think Bruno cares.
Yeah, I know. I don't think Bruno cares either. But either way, I think that it's just like I said, it's not a 50-50 type deal. And
no,
maybe we'll see more in the future. But
it's kind of awkward.
I don't know.
It's funny but awkward to watch. That he's like. I don't know, man. It's like there's so many other women out there, but maybe he just feels like he has to get some girl because Bruno has brought
yeah.
like a couple. Tony.
Bruno's had action. Tony's had action.
I think even Nicole.
He just wants to be with. Do you remember what it said on his bio? On MTV.com, I think it said something about going from Urkel to something else.
Going from what?
Going from looking like Steve Urkel to somebody else. I don't remember what he said exactly.
Oh, yeah. When he said something like that on, like, the first episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe
so,
that's
yeah.
just it. Like, he's like, okay, I'm hot now, so.
I like Jason. I think he's very charismatic. I feel like he brings a lot to the show. And once we get his skeletons in, I think it's his father as well as his baby mama. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know.
Yeah,
I know his father comes in for sure, but I don't know if Yolanda comes in. His kid's mom.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, okay, so, all right, let's take a deep breath. And now let's get into the more serious topic. Not even necessarily serious, just the more intense moments of the show. It starts out with Tony. It starts out with, like, well, actually, it picks up from last week. It's a continuation from last week, right? And we get Tony. He's out at the. They're out. They're all out at the club, and he decides that it's cool. It'll be cool to, like, make up with a random girl. He has three girls there that he's already, like, trying to juggle. And he decides that it'd be okay.
Let's talk about how awkward it is that Alyssa and Madison are actually BFFs now. I mean, at least that's how they're heading it. I mean,
yeah.
They were going off on Tony while Tony was in the shower. It was like, what?
I get that, but the whole BFF, when Alyssa first came and she was like, you know, being all friendly with Madison, and then it was like so fake. I felt like it was like just trying to make the best out of the situation, but at the same time just trying to fill the situation out before she really let her claws out. Yeah.
The one thing I liked about Alyssa, which I hated about Elizabeth and Alicia, she goes into the house. She doesn't start any drama with any other roommate. The only one that she has issues with is Tony. The other two girls that we've had, they've started fights with other people in the house, which there really wasn't any need to. I mean, even if it did come off fake, like you said, she was nice to everybody when she first came in the house. Which I like. I hope future skeletons like V. I think Violetta's comes in next week, and I'm hoping future skeletons are not like, oh, want to start drama with all the other roommates, and the only one they have issues with will be the one that they come in for, because they don't need to start drama with other roommates. I mean, they don't know the other roommates; they just know whoever BNP said they're going in for, like Violetta's online cyberbullies.
What? It's the roommate, yeah. but you have to admit though that the roommates start drama with their skeletons.
Oh, absolutely.
Violetta did not have to, so then they can defend themselves though.
Yeah.
The skeletons have a right to defend themselves. Because Violetta, you know, went off, like, she threw the girl's bed before the girl even did anything. Like, Alicia should have went off on her.
I'm glad Alicia was first, to tell you the truth, because if she was later, I would have hated her even more.
It was the worst. So, I mean, yeah, we have the girls going off on Tony in the shower, okay? And it starts out with Alyssa. And you know, she's going, and Tony's like, this is my thing with Tony. I love Tony. He's my favorite guy there. He's my favorite of the wolf pack, I shall say. And, but here's the thing. He acts like he just so confused and don't know what to do, and acts kind of like the victim in a situation. Like, everything's happening.
Violetta put it perfectly. Tony wants all three girls at one time. And the only time I've ever seen that is in porno.
But he has them, though. That's the thing, he has all three at the same time. Like, he's hooked up with Alyssa and Madison within that time frame. So, it's weird. It's like, what are you saying? Like, you had all three girls at one time.
If it wasn't on TV, and I knew Tony personally, and he was doing this, I'd be like, okay, that's cool. But you're doing this on national TV, and not only are you hooking up with each of them, you're going to the club, talking with random chicks in front of your exes. No, you got to pull the brakes there, bro.
He's just messy. That's what I feel like. That's the only word to describe.
That's why he makes the show good. That's why he got cast. I think, and I was talking about the new AfterBuzz host. I think his name is Jeff from The Real World. Every season they need a player, you know. I mean, last season it was Jay. two seasons ago it was Portland, two seasons ago it was George, and then before that was Trey. I mean, every season they need one to have, be like, oh, I can get any girl I want, I can talk to multiple girls at the same time, and they end up facing the consequences of that, because exactly what Tony did.
Well, Tony would have gotten away with it if they would have never brought the skeletons. This twist messed him up. He would have been okay if it was just Madison and then some other random girls. He would have been okay, but Alyssa and Elizabeth really amped things up. They're not playing around.
You know. I mean, obviously, I don't know what happened. I don't go on that Vimeo crap site, but I have a good feeling that either the next episode or the episode after that, we're going to see those two hook up again, Madison and Tony.
I hope not.
I hope not, but Tony is the kind of guy, and Jason put it so perfect. He is addicted to women.
Yeah, but you know, I think Madison made it kind of clear that she's not down for him anymore.
I'm going to be honest. Who knows? Madison is not smart when it comes to guys, I'm assuming. Like, if there's a guy who gives her all the attention like Tony does, she's going to cave, yeah.
Man, I hope. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Well, I'm trying to hold out hope for Madison that she doesn't go that route.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't either, but it's probably
going to
happen.
So what do you think? Because when Ariel yelled at Tony in the shower, Violetta came up and, you know, yelled at Madison saying, like, you know, stay out of their business, not your fight, and all this and that. Like what is your take on her doing that? Like, do you think she was right? Or do you think Madison...
When I spoke with Violetta the first week, and you know how Violetta had at least... how they said on the show she had feelings for Tony in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking she's saying this to Madison because she might still have, even if she won't admit it to in interviews or not, she might still have feelings for Tony and be like, if Madison, it's not your issue, because she's a little bit jealous about it. I don't know. But, I don't know why Violetta had to say something to Madison about it, because it really wasn't any of her business, you know?
Yeah, that's what's so weird. It's like, wait, you're yelling at her that it's not her business, but she has more, like, she hooked up with Tony. This is her business. This is, like, everything that Alyssa is saying to Tony, this is what Madison is feeling as well. And they both have been played by the guy. They both have been, you know, manipulated by him. So, like, this is her fight. So I didn't get that.
Last season, I mean, we obviously knew Jay did the whole numbers thing, and he gave any girl he wanted. I'm holding him 100% accountable for everything he did towards Jenna. Do you think Tony, like, in his mind, feels like he does anything wrong when he messes with Alyssa and Elizabeth?
When he messes with what?
When he hooks up with Elizabeth and Alyssa and Madison, does he feel like in his mind that does he even know what he's doing when he's doing it?
You know what? I don't know if he knows if he thinks he did anything wrong. In the moment, based on interviews and everything, it sounds like.
And I mean, you spoke with him, like,
he doesn't know. When
you spoke with him, when you asked him about the whole skeletons thing, what was you spoke with him before Elizabeth came out?
I spoke with him before it happened, so he couldn't say much.
Yeah.
But the way it sounded, it honestly sounds like he's saying, like, he talks as if, like, everything is happening to him and everything is so bad for him and the producers messed with him up. You know, so it doesn't sound like he realizes that he is the issue, you know? And that's just from talking about it. So maybe we get him on and I can really go into it with him. But
they're the victim.
That's what I get.
In my opinion, the girls are the victims, not him.
Hmm?
In my opinion, the three girls are the victim, not him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. absolutely. And that's, yeah, and so, I mean, Whoops, yeah, it so that's why it really was weird when Violetta went off on Madison like that. It's like, I just didn't understand it. And if we want to go straight into, like, you know, the big fight, it's almost like she just has this thing about Madison, like, that she just doesn't. I feel like Violetta and Celia genuinely do not like Madison. I feel like that they're fake and they're pretending to care for this girl or you know, befriend her. Because you've seen them both go off on her a couple different times for little to no reason, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think now, like, from speaking with both of them, I think both of them now are cool with Madison. But at the time of the show, I absolutely
cool
agree. They act very fake around Madison.
Yeah. And
they're real
they're
time on the show.
Fake. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which,
like,
in most situations, I agree. Because I think Violetta and Sylvia, they want Madison to be a part of the group, but at the same time, Madison isolates herself from the group because in her mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, in her mind, she doesn't think she's as pretty as Violetta or Sylvia. Oh, that's kind of like impression I'm getting with it.
It feels like they don't, if she doesn't abide by their rules, then they, you know, they go off on her. You know, it's like she can only be friends with them if she has that blind, ignorant loyalty that Sylvia clearly has. And Madison isn't like that. She gives everyone a chance. She's not going to just hate someone because you hate them. You know, so she doesn't have that mentality. So they think that she's wrong. They think that she's the enemy in this situation, where she's not. She's just neutral and is just being nice to everybody, which is a normal thing to do.
Yeah, like I said in like past episodes, I honestly can't figure Madison out. Like, I don't know what makes her tick. I don't know what she confuses me more than any cast member ever has. You know, like, does she want to be a part of the group? Does she want to be friends with the skeletons? I don't know. It's kind of confusing. But yeah,
to be part of the group. I just think that she doesn't feel like, when stuff like this happens, it's like, do you want to be part of the group? But then the very next day, or we don't know how far down the timeline went, they're like being nice to her and apologizing to her, like, oh, hey, here's a bubble gun, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
she doesn't know how to take them, so she plays it safe. I feel like
from watching it, I gotta give Madison a little bit of credit. She did stick up for herself, which I was very proud of her for doing that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like the Bruno holding back Nicole, because people are going off on him about that. Him holding back Nicole, who was like,
I saw a lot of people were getting capped about that on Twitter, and honestly, I'd have to watch it again to see how crazy that was. You know.
Mhm. It seemed like it.
But yeah,
the
worst
situation.
The first thing was the most out of line, and I love this girl to death. She's my favorite on the show, hands down. The worst in this situation has to go to Sylvia. I mean, she was in the other room talking to Jason about salsa dancing. Then out of nowhere, she hears a commotion. And she sneaks up behind Madison and gives her a rear naked chokehold. It's like,
that was
I don't even know what happened. And if I get the chance to speak with her again, I'm going to ask her, did you know what was going on before you decided to get into that situation and put Madison in that?
She had no idea what was going on. I heard an interview.
Nice.
I heard an interview with her. And
she
feels the same way.
What
Ashley's
interview?
After what happened, she had an interview the day or two later.
I think Ashley, my friend Ashley interviewed her.
It was a guy. And I don't know if the guy didn't ask good questions or, because they were short interviews, so he didn't really get into it. But she was just saying, like, you know, like, yeah, that's my friend. All I saw was mask on top of my friend, and I'm, that's just how I am. That's just how, you know, so she never, it's like it never clicks to her that she was wrong, you know. It's funny. These two girls, like, it's like they don't get it.
I'm gonna change it up a little bit. Would we be saying something? Would we be, like, disagreeing with what Sylvie did if it was a local?
If it was just some random person
in Chicago, would you be like, okay, that's cool, that's loyal of her?
No, I feel like that was vicious for anybody. For you to not know what was going on, to just like do that, and then it's weird. And then when after the commotion, everyone was saying, guys, Madison was defending herself. She was the one who got attacked. They both were like cheering and saying, "So, like, who cares? Like, she, you know, yes, you know, we did good. You know, it was weird."
How much time do you have left?
Probably like 20-something minutes.
Okay, I want to get in the challenge sooner rather than later, but yeah, that fight was crazy. Overall, though, this episode I think was probably the best one we've seen in a few seasons. I mean, so much shit went down with Tony. Tony punching a wall. I mean, this whole big fight, the two exes. I mean, it was a lot to take in 43 minutes. It really was.
It was, and I don't know how it seems like it's going to get crazier and crazier, but, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Honestly, I mean, it's only six. Are we in episode six or seven?
Seven, maybe?
Honestly, even seven episodes in, I think this might be my favorite season. I think this is going to be my favorite world season.
No, I can't say that.
In recent years, maybe. Since we started covering the show?
And I would say from like the time span of like New Orleans to now, this may be my favorite one.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's good.
Yeah, I'm
looking forward to it. The ratings are doing good. The ratings are rising every week, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, at least it's rising. It can't decrease. It just has to keep going up. It's not going to pull off numbers that New Orleans or Vegas did, but just as long as
up?
They.
What's up, Stephanie?
You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah,
glad
to have you guys. Have you join us, bro?
Yeah, I know. We're just
wrapping up the real world talk and heading into the challenge. But any thoughts on
real world? This last episode is probably the best one yet, I think. Don't you guys think?
I'm gonna say the best episode in a while.
A lot happened in this episode. It's crazy.
It's insane. Insane.
For Rivals 3, who would you rather see be Madison's partner?
I personally feel like Sylvia would be a better competition-wise, but Violetta would be more entertaining. Don't you think?
Violetta's like her rival for sure. I don't feel like Sylvia's kind of rival. She kind of jumps in, but Violetta is like...
You know what? If Violetta ever declines, and let's say she declined, they would definitely bring in Sylvia.
But yeah, and then Nicole, too. Because Nicole got into Madison at one point. So, like, Madison's covered for the next couple of challenges.
And actually, yeah, Nicole would probably be even better for her. They'll be a good team.
Because, there's seven rivals.
True.
So let's move on into the challenge. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the challenge. I feel like, and I don't want to feel this way, but I do kind of feel like this challenge is kind of like underwhelming following this real world season. You feel
that way?
Oh,
150%.
After the Real World season ends, I mean, like, after the Real World episodes finish, then we move on to the challenge. But I feel like the Real World is so good, the challenge is kind of like, eh.
Are you just guys serious? I feel like they're neck and neck for me. I'm entertained with both.
I'm still enjoying it, yes, but I definitely agree. Like, this Real World season has been so freaking good. And for the ratings to drop right after the – I mean, the challenge had, like, 1.01, and the Real World had, like, 1.13. So, I mean, 12,000 people stopped watching the Real World after the challenge.
But you have to take in consideration that it comes on at later, you know, an hour later. So a lot of people are probably turning it off or – maybe even, you know, turning the station.
Well, I for sure think both ratings would have been high if they would have had it, like, at 9 and 10. Both ratings would have been much higher.
I think so, too. It would probably be even higher. Yeah. But, I don't know. I'm the opposite with you guys. I like both the challenge and the Real World. And for me, I feel like the Real World just started getting good, like, the last two episodes. Like, when Alyssa came in, that's when it really started getting good. And then, like, last week was good with that whole argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, my thing with the challenge is that they're focusing so much. They're giving Zach, John A, Jenna, and Jay way too much.
Oh, my God.
That's the most boring story.
Jay is our boy, but oh, my God. This Jamie puts it perfectly. It's like the Swingers Club. Like,
yeah.
I tweeted, though. I was like, Jay, I love you, man, but this is not. This is not good for you. I'm sorry that you deserve a much better story arc than this. This sucks.
Yeah, the episode started off with them too at the club, one switching partners, and then seeing who can, you know, kiss and who looks better.
What's your opinion on Zach and Jenna, Andrew?
I love Jenna to death. I feel like she's the hottest one on this cast. But we've seen Zach date girls from time and time again on these shows. And I'm just worried that it's going to be the same ending that we've seen with Ashley from his original Real season, with John A., with Ashley Feldman. It's just not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But at least
Jenna hooking up with Zach helps them in the game as far as where they stand, because obviously Jenna's doing something to Zach to make him want to keep Jay and Jenna in longer and not put them in over Are You the One. I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I feel like they're going to stay around a little bit longer just because there's bigger targets than Jay and Jenna.
I just don't like the way she – it's like she wants – I know it's editing. But it's like she trashes Jay or disses Jay every time she gets, you know? It's like, what's the purpose of that? Like what? Like you used to make yourself feel good, like payback for the explosion season or something? But it's weird. It's like
– It is
it's like,
weird.
Why can't
– Oh, man. You know, Jenna has totally changed when she made a comment. I think it was not this past episode, but the episode before, about her moneymaker. I was like, oh my God, Jenna, that's not you. calm down.
Yeah, so now she's like paired with Zach, and now they're both like just two, like, egotistical narcissists. You know?
Do you think the modeling thing, and hopefully she doesn't hear this, if she does, I apologize, but do you think the modeling thing is getting to Jenna's head?
No, I think Zach is getting to Jenna's head, and all the guys, because remember a couple episodes ago, CT told Jay, like, every guy here wants Jenna. You know, every guy here is, like, all
and
that, with Jenna.
I would definitely agree with that, because, I mean, Jenna's gorgeous. And she's 21, so she's not like that. She's not as like experienced and as like smart than some of the other girls on the show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. I'd be very.
Boring. Dan John A. There's something else, you know.
And Zach's, Zach, I've never been a fan of Zach. So, I liked him on his world season. That was about it. But his, the way he's treating John A is absolutely horrible. And it's hard to watch. It's hard to, like just hear the things he says about her. And it seems, like, unwarranted. You know, it's not, she doesn't do anything. She's competing well.
Some of the stuff he says about her is kind of right. But at the same time, it doesn't make it right for him to say it, you know? Because John A is a little bit scary when it comes to how she is in relationships. She is super clingy, you know?
But it's like she's, I don't know, it's just like he says things to get it. He says things clearly for camera time. He thinks he's hilarious. And
there's no doubt about it. He's been like that since the real world.
It's so just to see her and to see that how weak John A is portraying herself to be. She's portraying herself to be very weak. Like with the deliberation situation, I was cringing just watching. I was like, oh my God, TJ, stop it. Stop it, TJ. I feel so bad for her. Like, why is he hating on her?
I'm not going to talk some crap about Jenny, but I'm not going to talk much about her anymore because she was the one that got me out of fourth place and into third. So
she's your moneymaker, bro.
She's a real MVP.
She is. She's doing good. Man. She had crushes.
Like the one thing that we can always expect out of John A is that she never goes home early. I mean, from her first season of Arrivals till now, the latest that she goes home is episode 6 or 7. So, I mean, the reason why I picked her is because she's never wanted to go home early. I mean, she always gets good partners. She gets good partners, and she's the best athletically. She's the best athletically, but she's very smart, you know.
Well, she did good in this challenge. She did real good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it had some a little bit of athletic ability in it, not much, but, I mean, I can't imagine going up and down the ropes thing was too comfortable, so.
Did you guys hear that? Some of the cast members couldn't get the paint off of them? So we'll, like, see them. We'll see, like, some paint still on the cast members in, like, next week's episodes and shit.
Yeah. I saw that, though. I saw that even in this episode. Like, some, like, hands, their hands were, like, orangey or whatever that color was. It's like, oh, man, it's got to stink, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have Zach and Jenny won the competition, which was great.
But first, actually, no, let's backtrack a little bit with Adam and Brittany. Honestly, this episode, I gotta say, I'm hating Adam. I really can't stand him. He is so annoying. I mean, he thinks Brittany's so obsessed with him, when in actuality, he's so obsessed with himself.
Yeah. He's like, I feel like him and Zach are just like twins with the way they talk in their interviews. But I mean, he's nicer to Brittany, but Brittany also is gonna take his stuff. But I just feel like, you know, he's the same way. He talks about himself, talks about how good looking he is and how obsessed Brittany is. And
at the same time, Brittany doesn't make it any easier for her cause, you know. I mean, making out with Adam at the bar, doing the whole grinding in the bar, I mean, she doesn't make it easier for herself. But at the same time, I feel bad for her because Adam's treating her like crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw on did you see their AfterBuzz with Brittany and John A?
I've listened to it. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, they both actually were saying the same thing, that Adam and Zach, they were like being nice to them and flirty with them. And then when they get in their interviews, they trash them. So now the girls are getting the edits, like it's one-sided, and then the boys are saying, oh, no, she's obsessed with me and all that stuff. But they're egging them on.
I think Brittany's changed a lot from her season of Are You The One. She doesn't seem as crazy as she was back in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hawaii, she was freaking crazy. Like, do you remember on the reunion when she said that she talked to Adam's family? Like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She was insane on that. But it was why I loved her. But I'm glad she grew out of that, though. I'm glad she's not no longer, like, interested in Adam. That's good. So let's move on before this thing cut off on us. Okay, so we have the winners, Zach and Jonay.
Did Stefan drop out?
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Zach and Jonay, they just beat out Sarah and Jordan.
They killed it.
Jordan. Yeah, they killed it. And they want to, it's between Jay and Jenna and Adam and Brittany, who they're going to go in to take out Knight and Jimmy.
I love how Knight said he wanted bananas. Typical Knight, though. He was like, I want to take out bananas. And Zach was like, no, I'm not going to let that happen.
So, it's weird. Like, they got these. So of course Zach sees Jenna, and Johnny wants to send in Jay and Jenna, which I feel like would have been a smart decision, especially if they want to see Knight and Jimmy have a better shot, a better chance at winning.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been to send in Jay and Jenna. But, of course, Zach isn't listening to reason. He's not listening to anyone, and he wants to send in Adam and Brittany.
The reason why Zach and Johnny won't last as long as other teams will, just because Zach won't listen to Johnny. Other teams like Sarah and Jordan, they listen to one another. Bananas and Nani, I'm pretty sure, have an equal partnership. Wes and Teresa. I mean, those ones, they have equal say in everything. That partnership, and I mean, we pretty much saw that on Rivals 2, right, with Zach and Trey. I mean, it was mainly Zach running the whole team.
And he's an idiot, though. So that's why I don't get it. I don't get, like people look at him as, like, some great competitor, but he's really not. He's just big, and he talks a lot.
He's a good competitor. I'm not going to lie. But
he's good,
time,
but he's not. He's
at
good,
the same time,
he's not
CT or Banana.
No, he's not even. No, I would pick Jordan over him. I would pick Johnny Riley over that.
Wait. Let me rewind. You said you pick Jordan Wiley over Zach. You're actually saying something nice about Jordan.
He's been a good competitor, but Zach is just he's just big and strong. So it just frustrates me, this episode. In the end, they picked Adam and Brittany. And I thought this was actually a really good elimination. I like this elimination a lot. I just wished it would have been more competitive. And Adam and Brittany, like, being able to, like, take a breather and still winning it was kind of like, But that was so funny to me.
But it was still smart. Don't you think? They stayed up there and
it was.
So I give them credit.
It was.
Yeah.
Smart. But if you guys think that if he was going up against, like, Bananas and Nani or Leroy and Naya, would he been able to?
Oh, yeah.
That?
It would have been too late for them. They probably would have lost.
You can't take
definitely.
Breeders, you know?
True.
I think if it would have been the night straight out of his real world season, I think Knight and Jimmy would have won so easily. Because Knight coming directly out of real world New Orleans was a great athlete.
Yeah, but what about Jimmy, though?
Yeah.
See how they're on arrivals, too, with Camilla.
But physically? I don't think so.
I think Camilla was carried that team for the most part. on Rivals 2.
I agree with you. I mean, it was like a 60 to 40 partnership,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah. No, but, Jim was so good though, but I don't know about
so,
that.
So, like, who would like? I'm very like upset that that we had to lose both people that we lost, unfortunately, in back to back episodes. Like, who would have called that? You know.
Yeah, I know.
It's
crazy how it worked out. And then I know I brought this up a couple of weeks ago. They were both team jerseys. They both had the black jerseys as well. I brought that up.
Yeah, I remember that. And it sucks even
crazy
more that Matt and Jimmy even get a chance to go into Exile.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Might hurt his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able
you know what
to
they
compete.
Say? Everything happens for a reason. You know?
I'm predicting next week Exile is going to be Are You the One versus Are You the One. I think Adam and Brittany's luck finally. I think Adam and Brittany's luck finally runs out next week.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
me
know.
Neither.
I think that.
I think it's fucking
still a couple
big
teams.
Is gonna happen. Yeah.
I mean, it could be Jane Jenna as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Jane Jenna is gonna be the team that people carry. Watch.
True.
What?
True.
I think Jay and Janet is going to be the team that everybody wants to have in the end because they know they can beat them.
Jay and Janet?
Mm-hmm.
But if they lose a challenge, then they have no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Brittany
kind of hit on after, but something that we're not going to expect. So that's why I'm not too sure about
exactly.
Or either one.
Zach versus Bananas comes in next week, isn't it?
Huh? I didn't know
Isn't there like a no? It's not the elimination round, but there's a confrontation between the two.
Mhm. Yeah. It's like I don't know. I couldn't make out what exactly was going on, but I wasn't trying to.
I didn't know that
too much
at all
because I didn't want them spoiling.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, it kind of does. What do you guys think of that? What do you guys think of the after show?
It was tough to watch. We didn't even get into Nani's act. I can't like. Her.
You thought it was an act?
Do you guys feel like this whole thing with her and Bananas is staged?
I don't think it was staged.
No, not the whole thing. I just think that Nani is. Acting.
Really? But Nani's always like that, though. She's always emotional in these challenges.
But,
I mean,
Nani's
been on two challenges with Bananas before she's partnered with him on X's. And how come we never heard anything about that before now?
Exactly.
You know? That's
exactly.
What I want to know.
They're with each other a lot more now. Now they're actually partners. And they're actually a team. And they've been doing this for, like, the past
I feel like she just hasn't been getting enough attention. We haven't seen her.
No, I think I think she's just being very emotional and
Brandon and his co-host did on their podcast, where the heck is Kahuna in all this, you know? Like, are Nani and Kahuna still together? I don't think they are, but
no.
we don't know about it on the show, you know?
It was, yeah,
well,
no.
I don't know. I think
of course not.
Focusing on Bananas and Nani right now.
No, of course, no, because Nani was like, you know what, I got to go back on another challenge. I don't want to be tied down to this guy when there's other guys that can be hooking up on the challenge on television. And then, so she broke up with Tahata. I'm betting you that's what happened. Cause
that's
Nani,
a
damn
I don't think so.
That's a damn shame.
I feel like they wanted Bananas more than Tahata. Well, anyway, I feel like they would cast Bananas, and I feel like they were basically looking for a partner for Bananas, and that's Nani.
Be like, Bananas, who do you want as a partner? Well, back a couple years ago, I met Nani at an appearance, and we talked about hooking up, but we never did.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. That was the conversation. It's like, okay. Oh, my God.
I mean, if they wanted a partner for him for Exit 2, they could have brought in a Kenny or Evan, you know?
Our episode our episode ran out, our time ran out.
Oh,
our Are we still live?
Oh, well, we talked about everything. We talked about the elimination. We talked about everything, so.
Yeah.
I think we got ourselves a good ball game, though. I mean, we only have two rookie teams left. And I feel like unless one of those two teams loses, I feel like we're going to see the lines drawn in the sand next week. Who's on whose side?
I hope so. I feel like West is going to be back in the storyline now. That's when things really get interesting, when he starts doing his stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to head out now.